All right, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the entire Senate Governance and Finance Committee team, we want to welcome you to our February 2nd edition of the committee. We are going to be coming to order. Please make note that we do have four members here in room 4203. Before we get into some introductory remarks, we're going to turn it over to our chief consultant, Colin Grinnell, to be able to establish a quorum. Mr. Grinnell.
Senator McGuire.
Here.
McGuire, present. Senator Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen, present. Senator DeRozzo. DeRozzo, present. Senator Hertzberg. Senator Wiener.
Present.
Wiener, present.
Senator Wiener is making note of Senator Hertzberg's tardiness. Am I right, Senator Wiener?
Yes, he'll get the award.
He will be getting the award, the Ricardo Lara Award as well. So we look forward to being able to provide that to a Rams fan here today. At least there's a little bit of a pushback from 49er country. All right, so in response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. We're going to be holding hearings here in the Capitol. And today, now that we have established a quorum, we are going to be moving forward on one bill in room 4203. Now, we welcome public participation. We welcome each and every one of you to be able to call our toll-free teleconference line. That number is 844-291-6364. That code is 353-1283. I'm going to repeat our toll-free number, 844-291-6364, with a code of 353-1283. Now, when we do move the public comment, you're going to be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. In the unlikely event that someone becomes disruptive here in room 4203 or on our live teleconference line, that individual will be removed, but again, that is an unlikely event. We only have one bill on today's agenda. There are no bills proposed for consent, and we have established a quorum. We're going to welcome our first and only author, Senator Laird, here. And prior to Senator Laird getting started, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the good senator. He has been working diligently on Senate Bill 418. And this is a little bit of a different process that we typically see. This will be a concurrence vote today. As we know, the original SB 418 was passed last year in the Senate, amended in the Assembly, and approved in the Assembly. And I want to take a moment to be able to acknowledge Senator Laird. He reached out early to this committee. His staff worked with this committee diligently on potential amendments. Those amendments that the committee wanted to be able to usher into this bill, we worked collaboratively with Senator Laird's office and the chairwoman of local government, Ms. Cecilia Aguirre-Curry, to ensure that all amendments were taken care of in the Assembly. So again, this is just going to be concurring in the Assembly amends, and we want to say thank you again, Senator Laird, for all of your hard work. The floor is yours, and we do have your lead witness on the line. Please proceed.
Thank you very much, and you helped me by shortening my presentation with what you said, and I am very grateful for the assistance. And for those of you that might not know about this, Watsonville is a disadvantaged community in Santa Cruz County. In the school district at large, which includes some wealthier areas, there's 80% free and reduced school lunches in the district. There's 35% English language learners, 82% Latino inside the city limits of Watsonville. And this hospital, Watsonville Hospital, is one of two full-service hospitals in Santa Cruz County. It provides services for this region, and there are 625 employees, 200 physicians. This is not a small operation. In November, the hedge fund that owns the hospital announced that they were going to close in 2 weeks and lay off all the employees. They sent out notices to the employees. In the intervening time, bankruptcy court intervened when they filed for bankruptcy, and we are very lucky that there's a community group that is organized with Santa Cruz County, Salud para la Gente, the clinic, the Pajaro Valley Health Trust, with the support of Monterey County and the city of Watsonville, and they have formed a group that has asked for a public hospital district to be able to purchase the hospital. The bankruptcy court, through negotiations with the current owner, gave this group the first right of purchase. But the offer, the bid, has to be made in 3 weeks, and it would have 2 months to close. So we're operating in stages. This bill, as the chair said, has been a record. It was amended for the first time 2 weeks ago Friday in the assembly, was referred, passed unanimously in the committee, unanimously off the floor, is here. And if you pass it today, I hope to send it to the governor tomorrow. And then this will allow a district for the pledges that have been made to buy the hospital to be in effect by the time of the bids. And as the chair said, given the fact that we took a bill on the assembly floor and amended it, the governor's office and this committee we consulted with, because we said we want to take whatever amendments are needed in the assembly to be able to move this bill in an expeditious fashion. And we took two chief amendments, which was that if the project's unable to purchase the hospital, the district will dissolve. If the project ever sells the hospital, the district will dissolve. There was some concern about reports, and I pledged to do a cleanup bill if people needed them so that it didn't require two appropriations committee stops and slow this process down so that we can get this to the governor in effect to be able to purchase the hospital. And it is an urgency measure so that it goes into effect the minute the governor signs it. So this is record speed for a non-budget bill, but this is an urgent crisis. We need to save the hospital for the people involved. So I really appreciate the help, because it was helping the amendments to move it. It was helping setting a hearing quickly so that I can take it up on the floor tomorrow. I appreciate everybody's help in making this happen. I have anybody that currently or has represented Watsonville on the bill. So Robert Rivas and Mark Stone are co-authors, and Senator Caballero is a co-author who once represented Watsonville. With that, I would be happy to answer questions. I would ask for your aye vote. And I have a witness on the phone, Gene Hurst, on behalf of the Pajaro Valley Healthcare District Project Board. I don't think she's going to take very long, and she, like me, would be available if there are any questions.
So moved.
Thank you so much. We do have a motion on the floor, a motion on the floor by Senator Durazzo. We're going to open it up to Ms. Hurst. She's representing the Pajaro Valley Healthcare District. And we also want to let Ms. Hurst know that we do have bipartisan support on this bill, bipartisan support. So we're going to ask Ms. Hurst for a truncated version of her remarks. Ms. Hurst, we welcome you to committee. You have up to 2 minutes, and I'll give you a 30-second prompt. Please proceed.
Thank you, Senator McGuire and members of the committee. This is Jean Hurst calling today on behalf of the sponsors of SB 418, the Pajaro Valley Healthcare District Project Board of Directors. Senator Laird has thoughtfully laid out the need for the bill, and we also want to extend our deep appreciation for you, Mr. Chair, and to your staff. As we worked through those amendments in the assembly, we appreciate greatly everyone's commitment to getting us to this place so that we can help keep the Watsonville Community Hospital open. We respectfully request your aye vote. Thank you.
Ms. Hurst, thank you so much for all of your work on that as well. We're grateful that you're with us today, and I know you'll be standing by for any potential technical questions. Ladies and gentlemen of the committee, we're now going to go to those who may be in support of this bill in room 4203. If anyone's in support, if you could please stand at this time and head over to the microphone to my left. Seeing no one stand, we are going to be going to our teleconference line. We're going to ask our moderator to please open up the line to anyone who is in support of this bill, Senate Bill 418. Mr. Moderator, please open up all lines for those in support of SB 418.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you're in support of this legislation, please press 1, then 0 at this time. We do have about 6 in queue at the moment. We'll start with line 61. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Ryan Spencer on behalf of the California Medical Association in support.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Appreciate that. Next caller, please.
Next, we have line 63. Please go ahead.
Mr. Chair and members, Matt Broad on behalf of the California Teamsters in support. Thank you.
Look at that. We got Broad calling in. Thank you so much. Let's go to our next caller.
Next, we have line 64. Please go ahead.
Hello, Matt Leger on behalf of SEIU California in support.
Thanks so much, Matt. Let's go to our next caller, please.
Line 52. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Amber King with the Association of California Healthcare Districts in support.
Thank you so much for your phone call today. Next caller, please.
Line 51, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Arayu Amoni, California Nurses Association, in support, SB 418. Thank you.
Appreciate your phone call today. Let's go to our next line, please.
Line 62, please go ahead.
Kelly Brooks on behalf of the County of Santa Cruz and the California Hospital Association in support.
Very grateful for your phone call. Thank you. Let's go to our next caller.
Next, we have line 59. Please go ahead.
Angelica Gonzalez with Kaiser Permanente in support.
Thank you so much, Angelica. I appreciate that. Let's go to our next caller, please.
Line 55. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Ashley Walker with Nossaman on behalf of the County of Monterey in support.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Let's go to our next line, please.
Line 53, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Marcus Detweiler with the California Special Districts Association in support. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marcus. Let's go to our next line, moderator.
Line 60, please go ahead.
Dory Rose Inda on behalf of Salud para la Gente, the federally qualified health center in the region served by the hospital in support. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Rose, for calling in. Let's go to our next caller.
And Mr. Chair, there's no one else in queue at this time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moderator. We'll be right back with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to be bringing it back here to room 4203. Those who we just heard from folks who were supportive, we're going to see if there's any potential opposition. We're going to ask anyone who may be in opposition of this bill to please stand, head over to the microphone to my left. Seeing no one stand, we're now going to go back to our teleconference live line. Mr. Moderator, if you can please queue up all individuals who may be opposed to Senate Bill 418 now.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And if you wish to oppose this legislation, please press 1, then 0 at this time. And Mr. Chair, we have no one queuing up at this time.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to bring it back to committee. Ladies and gentlemen of committee, we do have a motion on the floor by Senator Durazo. Do we have any questions or comments at this time? Mr. Vice Chair, did you want to speak? No, thank you so much, Mr. Vice Chair. Any additional questions or comments? Yes, please. Mr. Senator.
Maybe I missed this in terms of quickly scanning it, but I wanted to see the interrelationship with the LAFCO process. I know there were some references to it, but if you could just give us some, illuminate that, I'd appreciate it.
Yes. Normally, a district would go through the local agency formation commission LAFCO process. What happened because of the speed of this is that we met, the group met with LAFCOs on both sides. They said, go ahead with the bill. There was a commitment to work if they had any residual issues with them afterwards, and I committed if there was any need for cleanup to do it. So they have basically had the base touched, and if they have any remaining concerns, we will address them. But we have to move this bill in 18 days, and that's why we didn't go through either of their processes.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what they thought. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Senator Hertzberg, any additional questions or comments? Hearing seeing none, Mr. Laird, would you like to close?
I'm grateful for everybody that testified and once again for all the assistance of the committee, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Love working with you, sir. Thank you so much. And we also want to say thank you to Jonathan Peterson from the Governance and Finance Committee who have been working on this issue. We have a motion on the floor by Senator Durazo, which is returned to the Senate floor. Mr. Chief Consultant, if you could please call the motion once again and the vote.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Senator Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Senator Durazo.
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Senator Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Senator Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
That is a 5-0 vote. Senator Wiener, do you have a very brief 10-second presentation, please?
The Ricardo Lara Award for today's meeting.
Oh, there we go, everybody. Thank you so much.
I actually think we deserve a lifetime achievement award because the Majority Leader Emeritus has won this award many times and has really blazed a trail, and I'm very proud of him.
Can I say, Mr. Chairman?
Please proceed.
I do appreciate it very much, and while the award has certain elements to it, the aspect of the award that I love the most is that it is named after the distinguished and wonderful insurance commissioner of the state of California, who is just an extraordinary public servant. And for that, I am deeply honored, and I thank you, sir.
Hot deal. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, let me thank the committee for the vote and apologize for creating the need for the award to be presented.
There we go, exactly. Thank you, Mr. Laird. Thank you, Mr. Weiner, and thank you so much, Ms. Hertzberg. We are now adjourned.